And good morning, everybody. The second day of November 2015, and it's not going to feel like November this week. It's going to be 60s and 70s, and I'm going to play some golf in November, and I hope you'll get outside and do all the things that you like to do normally in the early fall and summer, and you can do it now in November because we've got an unbelievable weather forecast set for the Finger Lakes this week. So I'm Jim Sinacropi, sitting in for the web dog, Harold Weber, this week, and this episode is going to focus on Seneca Falls. We are going to announce a new Seneca Falls app that's available. We are going to talk about the upcoming holiday season here in Seneca Falls. And since it is Seneca Falls, quick little news item here. There's a boil water in effect for residents that live on the north side of the canal. It's been in effect since 8:30 Saturday morning when a water main broke. The latest is that it looks like it's going to go into Tuesday. So that, of course, created some issues for all the kids at school, especially on the north side at Minders Academy and the junior high and the middle school. Boil water in effect until further notice. Looks like it'll be about Tuesday. Also, another note, Seneca Falls related, the Minders Academy girls varsity soccer team won their first sectional championship since 2002 on Thursday night. So congratulations, Lady Blue Devils. They play again tomorrow night, Tuesday. I think they play in Livonia in the state qualifier. So way to go, Lady Blue Devils. So my special guest today, sitting in on the couch, is someone who's been up here before, and she's a great asset to us in Seneca Falls. And if you ever really want to know what's going on downtown, you should talk to this woman, Sharon Holtland, Events Marketing and Sales Manager at the Gould Hotel. Good morning, Sharon. How you doing?
Good morning. Great to be here on this gorgeous day. You're right. It doesn't seem like a November day, does it?
No, bring it on. It's if all November could be like this, we'd be all right.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
So, Sharon, you're very active in everything Seneca Falls, and especially the Seneca Falls Business Association,
yes,
who commissioned the development of a new app. And so let's kind of talk about that app to start things out.
Well, I don't know if you remember, Jim, but about a year and a half ago, we had the Business Association had a meeting called Seneca Falls Connects. And one of the things we tried to do was reflect on the history, what we were doing now, and what can we do going forward to be kind of ahead of the game, so to speak. I mean, with everything coming out in the Finger Lakes area, how to work and be proactive along with the Lago coming, all the emphasis on the wine trails, et cetera, et cetera. And we do a lot in town. And oftentimes, one of the biggest things, and we've talked about it ourselves, is nobody knows where, what, when, and how. It gets to people maybe late. And maybe if they're a part of the organization that's doing it, they'll know. But other people don't really know what's going on. So consequently, from that meeting, as we talked about the future, one of the things that came up was, why don't we look maybe to get information on the streets, or maybe signage, maybe a kiosk? Well, mm-hmm. As we really sat down and looked at the future of the handheld devices and what the young people in the future is going towards, and that would be the phones, the app really seems like the perfect thing to do. So Seneca Falls Business Association came to you, of course, and gave you what we thought we could do, and just give it a shot. So here we are. And you did a fabulous job. All the information is there, as you can see. Obviously, the very important statue leads it off. You've got a directory. You've got what's happening, the events, local deals. We're working on that. That's something we'll be talking more about. And then, of course, you're featuring different videos, maybe going back to the team that just won, maybe something of that nature.
Sure, yeah. Any Seneca Falls-related videos, some are historical, some are like the Women's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. But I think the heart and soul are the first three items, because from a visitor's perspective to Seneca
right.
Falls, we get a ton of tourists around here, and now we can put some signage around that says download the free Seneca Falls or the Seneca Falls New York app from its Android and Apple. And once you head into the directory, you can find a list of places to eat, of all our historical attractions and museums, places to stay, and also a bunch of different service businesses right at your fingertips. And then events, of course, is going to be our events calendar. We're going to be talking about the slate of events coming up in the next couple months around here, and they'll all be listed there. And then local deals is a chance for Seneca Falls Business Association members to offer a deal on the app, so someone that comes into town can then pull up the deal on their phone, go into a restaurant, for example, and receive whatever special or bargain that might be.
Well, I think that's another way that the Business Association is trying to drive business into this town. And in order to do that, we've got to get that information out. This is going to be the quickest way. It'll be the handiest way. It's the most advanced way. And then I think one of the most exciting things, of course, is with the Wonderful Life coming up, we can really get that out there with the new visitors and something they can follow. So now let's just take, for example, the race. Jeff Rook and his group has mm-hmm. have the 5K run. They've got their own website. They can show, go right to the app. So
sure.
prior to our visitors even coming here, they right. will have all the information. They can plan. You know, we're often saying what happens on Sunday, maybe people don't stay, whatever it is. Now they will have information to plan their stay longer.
Right.
I mean, there's so many things you can take it to a whole different level. I think it's very exciting for Seneca Falls. And one of the other things I think is really neat is when I looked around, and you and I talked earlier, like the area, like Auburn, Geneva, mm-hmm. Waterloo, nobody else, to my knowledge, I haven't found one that has an app. So I think it's very interesting and very exciting for Seneca Falls to have this kind of advanced, if you will, technology that we're using to our advantage. Before all the exciting things come into town, we're ahead of that, so we can share it with everybody.
Yeah,
so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and it is exciting. And when originally the discussion was, hey, can we put a kiosk in the middle of mm-hmm. downtown so people can go? And I suggested that that wouldn't necessarily be the best way to go, because that kiosk should really be in anybody's hands. They shouldn't have to physically be in front of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And then you have to know to go to that. Yeah. Well, here you have the phone anyway.
Right.
And I know that going forward there's going to be so many different technology booming things that now that we have this, we'll utilize your talents, Jim, and keep things that we need going forward so we're always one step ahead.
Yeah, so. I'd like to, the app's just online, and we do need to still work on bolstering it to be 100% full of the information we want on there. Right now it's probably at 50 or 60%.
A great beginning.
Yep.
Great beginning.
And looking forward to exploring some, you know, new different ways that we can enhance the app to enhance the visitors who come to Seneca Falls, their experience. So it's exciting. It's available now on the Google and our Android and Apple and iTunes stores. For free download, you would search for Seneca Falls, New York, and it'll come right up. You'll know you have the right one because you'll see the famous statue of Wen Stanton Manathany on the front page there of the right next to the search results. You'll see it. It'd be tough to miss. It's the only one. It's the only Seneca Falls app.
That's it. So it's easy. Yeah. Well, and I found it is very user-friendly, I have to say. So anyone that doesn't know how to do it, we are going to be having, just so you know and your viewers know, we will be having a meeting, and it's looking like, and I apologize to know not exactly all the details yet, and it's only because this is all coming up very, very quickly, and you'll know in the next part when we go into the holidays why, but we want to have a meeting which is going to be open to the community, merchants, all town representatives that will come either to the Gould or it'll be at the museum this week or next, and we'll get that information for you, Jim, so you can get it out as soon as possible. We hope to know this afternoon where it'll be, and everyone's invited to come and celebrate the launch of this app. It's a lot to celebrate. It's great for us, and you'll learn how to use it step by step. Again, if I can do this, anybody can do this. I know that my daughter said, Mom, how'd you do this? Because you don't even know how to do the app. I said, well, I didn't. I just knew that something had to be done, and Jim knew how to do it, so there you go. It made it easy. So if we can all get around this and really embrace it and put the proper information in there.
Yeah, and the more people that use it, the more value there will be into spending time to enhance it. So we say it's great for the visitors to Seneca Falls, but I think it's also great for residents to have the directory at their fingertips, to know the event schedule, and honestly those local deals that we're planning on throwing in there are good for everybody.
It's only going to help drive business into our stores. I think too, just an FYI for the community, we will be going and meeting with the town this Wednesday night. And asking for support, and they are very supportive on this app, by the way, to get signage so that as you enter both sides of I-20 coming through town, so it'll say get your Seneca Falls app or whatever we decide, a simple right. something that they have no right to go to that. And then signage will be put in all of the merchants' offices, businesses in town that say, get your app. Yeah. And then if the merchants want, they can tie that into the end of their receipt. So when the receipt rolls up, it'll remind them to remind the guest to say, hey, do you have your app yet? You know, again, it's no cost to anybody. Other than the business association, who did put it together, which was awesome, but and they do a monthly fee for that, but very minimal. And what they're going to get back from that is, I think, the sky's the limit. Really, it's what we give the information to your team is what's going to make the difference. So,
Yeah, we're excited about it. It's a, I think it's a pretty good looking app, and it should be a great asset to visitors and residents alike, and to the business owners.
Absolutely, very exciting.
So there's a lot going on in Seneca Falls this time of year. It's great that a time of year normally when, you know, things slow down and winter kicks in is really our biggest time in Seneca Falls with the It's a Wonderful Life celebration and the It's a Wonderful Run 5K and all the events leading up to it. And Sharon and I are going to give you kind of a rundown of everything that's planned over the next 2 months here in Seneca Falls. But first, we're going to step aside and hear from the great sponsors that make this show possible. Oop, except I'm going to make sure I put that one up. And now we're going to hear from the great sponsors that make this show possible.
Cayuga Lake National Bank. Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora. A fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor, Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her great team will find that right spirit for you every time. Tell Amy the dog sent you. Chicinos. Live, laugh, eat well. It's the Italian way. It's also the Chicinos way. Place your order today at Chicinos.com. Locations, Main Street, Waterloo, and 401 Exchange Street in Geneva. The Good Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historical landmark. Wednesdays, don't forget Ladies' Night with special-priced drinks and half-priced appetizers. Tap is Thursday, and their chef serves a dinner special every night. The Good Hotel in Seneca Falls. Steve Wadhams, Wadhams Enterprises, your employer of choice. Proud supporter of this show and local athletics. Bob and Leslie Ullman, owners of the Ullman Theater. In Lions as well as the Newark Pilots. A minor league baseball team with a major league ballpark. SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. Awesome 18-hole layout offering a 12-month payment plan. Home of the toughest par four in central New York. Wilson Press, WPress.com. Seneca Falls, Rich Rickey, my good friend and his team, can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Rich Rickey, Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week.
And welcome back inside the FingerLakes1.com studios on Monday, November 2nd, 2015. Sitting in here with Sharon Holtland, the event and marketing and sales manager. She wears a lot of hats, anybody that knows her. Know she's pretty busy all the time. Well, she's sitting in studio to help us first debut the new SenecaFalls.com app, which we discussed, and also to talk about what's happening coming up here in the upcoming weeks. There's so much going on in the holiday season here in Seneca Falls, or Bedford Falls, as we sometimes like to call it. And it's getting kicked off this year with a new event that we tried to put together last year, but it took another year to get it together. But Sharon, why don't you tell us about
it? Well, last year, as you know, we talked about Seneca Falls. I mean, the town is amazing to me. It just has such beauty and such warmth to it. And as we talked about getting back to that Christmas beautiful lights that were trimming the buildings over the years, and evidently last year there was problems with the electricity, the cords and I guess all the connections were kind of rusty. It needed some updating. And although we did try to do all of this, but as you know, things like this take time. And so we were a little bit behind, although four different organizations gave us brand new garland, which is fabulous. And we did get them up, but unfortunately, we did not get them lit. So we began this year looking towards the town and seeing what they could do to be helpful to get these lights up this year. So after doing a lot of research, we found out that the lights needed to be completely new set of lights. So that, as we speak, and you may have already begun to see them over the weekend, the downtown decorations team, which brought it, did the first go-round, were in town this weekend getting started. So you will now see a new strand of lights going all the way, framing our buildings, bringing that warmth and what we've used, I guess, in the past, back to life again. Those wreaths will be, or the garlands will be brought up. And I understand that last year there were the bells in the center of those garlands that kind of hung a little bit too low when the trucks came through. They are being removed and being corrected so that they will hang correctly and everything will look terrific. So the lights are starting. The downtown merchants were given information and that this is going to be happening. And this is all supporting by the downtown our town people themselves. So they've really been terrific to work with, and getting this going is a big deal. So now that we're starting with it, we're going to have what we call Seneca Falls Lights Up, or Light Up Seneca Falls. And that's going to happen on November the 19th. It's a pretty simple thing. As I might have told last year, when I was a young girl, my father used to get us in the car, and we'd go downtown to the outside of Detroit where the big Ford Motor Company building was, and they would light up all the windows. It was a big deal, and people would drive through, and it was gorgeous. It was something I clearly remember. So it makes a mark in someone's mind as the holiday season, what means to them. So anyway, I thought it would be a great idea if we light up Seneca Falls, make it a big production, although it's a simple one. It was all the lights will be off on the 19th. In between now and then, all the merchants will begin doing their windows. Where we have empty buildings, some of our Trinity Church has offered to help us, so also the Business Association. We're going to have support via the media. We've got Finger Lakes Radio Group will come down also and support it and get it live on the radios. Almost like a countdown, like we do for New Year's Eve. So November 19th, approximately 5:30 in the afternoon, we'll line the streets. I hope all the children come. Everything will be dark and blacked out. And then at a certain time, everything will light up. And it'll be an evening for holiday, looking through the windows, seeing what's available for shoppers, etc. And the only thing that will not light up, Jim, will be the tree that is lit up by a child for Wonderful Life weekend down at the bonfire. I think they win that through some sort of a contest to be able to do that. So all that, except for that tree, everything will light up. So
including the bridge?
Yes, the bridge, everything, the whole, everything that can be lit up will be lit
it'll
up.
It'll be off, and then it'll be on, and then it'll be on through the end of the holiday season.
All through New Year's. And then my personal thing is we've got the media out there telling everyone, that means Ithaca, Geneva, and Waterloo, Auburn, all of our surrounding communities, for the kids to get in the car with mom and dad and family and drive down and see what Seneca Falls looks like for the holidays. Not just that night, but throughout the whole holiday season.
Right.
So getting the awareness to our town is really important, and the things that we're doing, I think we should shout about it. So this is just one way that we're getting people into Seneca Falls.
And that kicks things off.
That just starts. There's a lot of things that'll go on through the holidays. We at the Gould are going to, of course, we have our Thanksgiving, which we do every year, which is a fabulous menu. It's a buffet. And then the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which is a new event for us, it's going to be the Elf on the Shelf evening with the children. And families can purchase maybe an overnight stay, have a whole evening of events with the Elf. And we have dinner, and it'll be a nice family affair that they can really just get away from the house, maybe at a very, very reasonable price for room and food, and the kids can be a part of the event, and something to look into, which you can call the Gould to get more further information, or go to our website as well. That'll be up. And then we lead into the Wonderful Life, which is the second weekend, and that begins on the 11th and goes through that weekend. Lots of exciting things. And, you know, each year it gets bigger and better. Of course, you know, the run is amazing.
It's on Saturday.
Yep, that's Saturday. What is it, 4:40 or so when they
at dusk. I say at dusk. I guess the official time is about 4:40, but, of course, if everybody starts gathering downtown, you know, earlier in the day. And it's an amazing scene, the few hours before the race and the few hours after, and while it's still going on. It's just an amazing scene to see that many people descend on Seneca Falls. I mean, I can't remember the exact number last year, but it's usually around 4,000.
Yeah, the runners are, and I spoke briefly with Jeff Rook not long ago, and that was maybe a couple weeks, and he said they were already at over 1,000, I believe, you know, or close to it. So I foresee another 4,000 like last year, and again, depends on the weather, although it doesn't seem to stop them, does it?
No, though, actually,
I often think it's more people. The worse the weather, the more snow we have, the more people we have.
2 years ago, it was a lot of snow, and it was really cold, and you know, I said to Kevin and Jeff and Tina and Jolene, my friends that run this thing, mm-hmm. I said, isn't this awesome? You know, this is great. And I think most people feel that way, that if they're going to run in this particular unique 5K, that if there could be some wintry weather, that enhances it. But those poor people, my friends, it adds some difficulty to the whole management of the event, because they have music, they have some audiovisual stuff, and it's just a lot to consider to put on
that. It's amazing what they do, though. It really, really is. And then now that you see that the runners have kind of taken on a whole nother part of it, where they're dressing up now.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting the support from the community. I know that they're actually looking, The Wonderful Life is looking into contests, kind of a spinoff of the Light Up Seneca Falls, where the homes, they want to get them more involved in lighting up their homes. It's a pretty exciting thing how this has kind of evolved over the years, from what I understand.
Well, Finger Lakes One Eyes produces a video for this thing, and every year there's a little something different about the video. And a couple of years ago, I was going through the crowd with a video camera, and I just say, hey, where are you from? And it was just remarkable. You know, from Florida, from Texas, from every community in this area, California. You know, I wonder if they were to actually figure out how many states in the union were, you know, represented there. But yeah, a lot of people come in, a lot of people look forward to it, and a lot of people love the movie, and that's one of the things that kind of brings them in, and then their experience they have here is what will keep them coming back. And another great thing for those that love the movie is the It's a Wonderful Life Museum down at the end of Fall Street. It's an amazing collection of Hollywood memorabilia and movie memorabilia, and I think it's very important for those folks that come to Seneca Falls because of their love for that movie to have that spot to go to really soak it in. Because, I mean, the first thing everybody wants to see, I think, is the bridge, you know, the famous bridge.
They sure do.
And, of course, that looks beautiful in the holiday season all lit up, and when people see it, I think in their mind, they're like, oh, yeah, this is definitely the movie, the town that movie was based on. So,
yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger. And then next year, which I don't want to steal their thunder from the Wonderful Life group, but they're getting ready to go into their 70th year of the celebration of the movie. So I think you'll see even this year will drum roll what happens into the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got it. They've already begun on that, which is pretty exciting. So there are so many wonderful things that happen.
It's going in the calendar. We should mention the calendar, Sharon, that's available. The It's a Wonderful Life calendar.
Oh, yes,
actually, I can go grab it right here. I got it right here.
Yeah, the Wonderful Life calendar is pretty amazing. That's nice. It's a nice little fundraiser, too, I believe, isn't it, Jim?
Yes. Okay, here we go. So, the It's a Wonderful Life calendar is available at the It's a Wonderful Life Museum. And the nice thing about this is, as we look to October, which we're turning the page on here into November, is they give little dates that were important milestones in the production of the movie, including people's, you know, birthdays of the actors, the day a certain scene was filmed historically. And they have some facts over here. I guess I'm not showing it very well. Every month has different facts. And there's the bridge, of course, that we were talking about right there.
Do they get that at the museum, the calendar?
Yep, you get it right down at the museum at the end of Fall Street. There's Donna Reed and January, and so it's 12 months a year. Any fan of the movie would love to get this for Christmas just in general.
Just
any fan of the movie would love this to bring a little bit of that movie into their home or office 12 months a year. So thought we should definitely mention that.
Yeah, that's great. And it does it like you said, all year round. It kind of makes you smile when you look at it, you know. It's really a neat thing. But there is a lot of events, and I did want to add, too, we at the Gould can't help but think about, and we are very much looking forward to, the New Year's Eve ball drop.
That's right.
Which I want to say is the 17th annual, and we always make that clear, Antonina's
right.
ball drop, New Year's Eve ball drop. So we've begun already taking reservations, dinner, the overnight stay package. In fact, I think one of there's going to be a locals is doing a big holiday party there. So once again, the goal is going to be pretty exciting.
I mean, 17? Is it 17? It's at least 17 because I remember sitting outside of, you know, at the Sackett District in the street, the Y2K. I remember clearly that particular New Year's because the paranoia, they thought when the clock strikes midnight and the goes to year 2000 that everything was going to turn off. And I remember being there for that. And I know that wasn't the first one because I'd been there several times before. So I'm thinking it's...
You think it's more? Because that's what I thought it was. They said 16 last year. But I...
Well, it could be. If it was 16 last year, that would have been the first year. Would have been 1997 or 98. Yeah. I think it was. I think it goes back to 96 or 97. But, you know, maybe we can get that nailed down.
More background on that. Yeah. With the brothers there and Uncle Bob and see what the story is on that. But we are getting set ready over at the Gould. We'll be getting, actually, I've got to get in contact with the guys. They've been so wonderful to work with, and they know exactly what to do with that ball. So we're going to get that going, get that up. And so if anyone's interested and looking forward to spending a great New Year's Eve, like last year was a lot of fun. Although that was a cold one too, Jim.
It was freezing.
You and your lovely wife got up there and tried to, your lips were frozen as you're trying to MC this whole countdown. But it was pretty exciting. But this year will prove to be even more so, since we've learned a little more as we've gone along. But
so we kick off the holiday season with Light Up Seneca Falls and November 19th, and then we wrap it up with Ringing in the New Year at the Gould Hotel for the Antonina's annual ball drop, which is an amazing spectacle in itself when so many people just kind of descend on that intersection, about 15 minutes before midnight. And then it's another event that makes Seneca Falls unique. And
it sure does.
A perfect bookend to what we do in the holidays around here.
And just make sure that everybody gets on this app and all the retail, any other nonprofits, anybody that wants to get their events up and running, and at least know. I think we tend to forget to do these things, but let's try to remember, since we have it, let's use it. So,
yep. Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks, Sharon, for coming in. Awesome. Always a pleasure talking to you.
We'll have to do this again.
Well, we do it a lot, but usually not on camera.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So I appreciate you coming in and filling everybody in, and thanks for everything you do for Seneca Falls and everything that the Gould Hotel does
place
for us.
Thanks,
absolutely,
Jim.
All right, well, as I mentioned, it's November. One other thing that's coming up later this month that I should mention is our high school basketball webcast schedule is going to be announced shortly, and we're kicking it off on the Saturday after Thanksgiving with the four games at the New York Chiropractic College: South Seneca versus Southern Cuga, Lions versus Midlakes, Geneva versus North Rose Wolcott, and Minders versus Clyde Savannah. So that's going to be a great day. Also, another event kind of in the wheelhouse here of the holiday season. So the Web Dog will be back next week, and I'll be sitting here as well. So looking forward to seeing him. And like I said, what a wonderful week we have on tap here weather-wise in the Finger Lakes. So be sure you make some time to get out there and do those things you like, because it might be a long time before you get to enjoy some of those outdoor activities again. And so I'm Jim Sinicropi, sitting in for Harold Weber. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next time on Weber This Week.
Patreon.com/FL1. FingerLakes1.com.